We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 11:04 on your Friday, midday with Jamie and Wicket.
All the bumper music is something that comes out of my station, man. This is great.
We're ripping that off from you.
Little Nirvana right now.
Exactly what we're doing. There you go. That is the voice of Jason Nivens that you hear. You can hear him afternoons on The Rock, just down the hall.
That's right, 3 to 7, and I got free beer this Friday, because we do free beer Fridays. So.
We don't do that.
Just saying.
And I don't really have anything to match that with. We have Dana and Parks.
Oh, they're fantastic.
They don't give away stuff, though. So just go get free beer from him. You have so much more fun down that end of the hall.
You guys have, right? I'm having fun over here.
We have an adult kind of fun.
Hey, yeah.
down on this end. You guys get to play a little more.
I have a different definition of adult kind of fun, yes. I think, than you do.
probably. So, again, for those who don't know, we literally met yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. This has been kind of fun. So as you are getting to know him, so am I. Coming up a little bit later, we'll do this at the end of the hour. I have 15 questions for you.
Okay. Sure.
Again, there is a right answer to these. Mm-hmm. And this is just based on those of you who have listened to the show for a little while, stuff that have been points of contention between Wicket and I.
Okay.
And so we'll see if you come down on my side or on Wicket's side. In other words, the good side or the wrong side.
So I can expect probably like a bunch of text messages on the text line 22980.
Helping you out probably,
be like,
yes.
Flaming liberal.
Yes.
Libtard.
Yeah, you have a text line down at your end, right?
Yes, we do.
So you're familiar with,
I love
with what comes in.
I love the text line. One person asked me if I was happy. Yeah. They use a different
in
word.
General?
Yeah. Is this guy gay? I'm very happy.
Wicket gets that sometimes too. I think that's, I don't know if that's supposed to be an insult.
I think it is.
Is
I think
it?
Yeah.
Did you take it as one?
Nah, I don't care. I'm married. Like, what? I got a hot wife. What do I care?
And she, what I love about your story about her was how you two, how that happened.
Yeah, she flipped the script on everything. I was sitting down, this would have been coming up on 7 years ago. God, is that right?
Hearts keep track now at this point or what?
Nah, because we got married on our anniversary. So we were together for 5 years, got married
Make
on our
easy.
Anniversary. Yeah, so, but I was sitting at the now defunct Dark Horse Tavern having a slice of pizza and a beer. And she came up to me and goes, "Is this seat taken?" And
I looked down. Line.
Yeah, and I looked down. There's nobody to my right. There's one guy at the very end of the bar that's like in his 72nd Tom Collins, just like, "Life sucks." And then I'm just like, "It is now." And so then we started talking for a little bit. We had a mutual friend that I was like, "Marilyn, why didn't you ever tell me about this crazy vixen over here?" And so then she was like, "You want to go sing karaoke?" And I was like, "Hey, I live downtown. You guys are going downtown. I need a lift. That's great." So yes. did some karaoke. She was on again, off again with a young lad, and I was on again, off again with a young lady. And then I didn't see, social media makes you friends and
sure.
You start to kind of stalk, if you will, or at least just figure the person out. So then I didn't.
No, stalk.
Yeah, a little bit.
Stalk.
Stalking without the restraining order.
Yes.
Without the awkward,
legal stalking.
Without the awkwardness of like, hey, he's outside my window again. So I didn't see her until June. So we met like at the very end of September. And then September 2010. Yeah. So then I didn't see her again until the night before her birthday. And very sheepishly, I was like, do you remember me?
We're so good at this. You know, we as adults are so good. At the flirting and the dating and stuff.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
So then we talked for a couple hours. I was hosting a gig the next night. So she kept hinting that, like, hey, my birthday's tomorrow. You should come out to Westport. My birthday's tomorrow.
That's
you
a
know?
Hint.
I missed that hint altogether. And then I went on a road trip down to New Orleans and the Delta, went down to Clarksdale, Mississippi, just kind of cleared my head for 9 days and all that stuff, and came back. And, like, the week after I got back, the first part of August, our mutual friend Marilyn sent a text message that said, Alex is now single, comma, she wants you to meet us out, .. You're welcome.
I'm glad it was all obvious for you.
At that point,
made it as easy as they possibly could.
My 160 character response in a text message was really, and then
very romantic.
Yeah. And then We hung out all night, and then our first date, I took her to Garozo's down in Columbus Park.
Which you and I were talking restaurants
fantastic,
yesterday.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have our little spot that we sit in. It's like kind of in the bar, but it's a table. And then I took her to see a movie. Screenland used to be over there in the west side. And I took her to see the Rutger Hauer classic, Hobo with a Shotgun.
Wow, that's a romantic film, huh?
Well, we're big gore porn. You know, we like those cheesy, sort of like, you know, movies. So we went and watched that. It was a late showing, and then the night was pretty much done. And I was like, "Have you ever heard of The Foundation?" She never heard of The Foundation.
Nor have I.
Down at 18th and Vine?
No.
The Musicians Union Hall?
I told you my tastes were going to annoy you a little bit.
No.
I warned you about those.
A city councilman from here just not too... I mean, it was a while ago, so it's but it has a clause in it that allows it Friday and Saturday evenings to stay open until 6 a.m. Because this is where all the guys used to jam back in the day, you know, from Count Basie to Big Joe Turner, all the people from the Kansas City area. So she had never heard it before, so we went down there and caught some live music until the wee hours, and we were having a blast, but one dude just creepy. This guy was
he
owned a used car dealership somewhere off of Troost. He had these like really tight, ugly white pants on with like some sort of Hawaiian button-down shirt. Mm-hmm. Definitely looked like he was into the booger sugar, and just kept like coming up and talking.
So many new terms today. I'm making a list.
He kept coming up and just like. Like, "You're so beautiful. You look like a cross between Katy Perry and Marilyn Monroe." My wife is half Middle Eastern, so I don't know where the Marilyn Monroe aspect comes in, because she looks nothing like nothing a blonde white gal
at all. The negative of that.
So at that point, we're just like, let's get out of here. And then we went record shopping on the following day.
And lived happily ever after.
Yeah, pretty much knew I was going to marry her then.
All kinds of sweet. So that's your more romantic side. For those who have never seen it or didn't believe it existed,
it's there.
Yes.
It's there. And because I'm married, I'm a stepfather. So I have a little daughter that's going to be 9 in September. And she's just a genius. She's awesome.
You were describing to me earlier about more of what's going on in your life. And she is quite wise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. She's very insightful. We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
She's she's a trip, man. She's funny. And when not so much now, but like when my wife's name's Alex and I first got together, her daughter was, I guess, like 3 and a half. So we've been together now for, going on 6 years. And I really realize when you're around a toddler that drunks and toddlers are one and the same.
Yeah.
They'll break out in song for no reason. They'll break out in crying for no reason. They'll sleep wherever they fall. They fall down a lot. Like, if you ever compare drunks and toddlers, it's amazing. Like, I want to videotape a bunch of drunks and then just take the what they say and have like a toddler start saying it and just compare the two of them, because it's true.
We should try it. We'll try that at some point. All right. That's your introduction to Jason Evans, everyone. Coming up after 12 o'clock, we'll get you what's trending. We will do First World Friday after 1. We will get into this Kid Rock saying, "I want to be a politician" story, and whether you think it's real.
I think it's already done.
A little bit later in the show. But coming up next, we will get to the story out of St. Martin about this woman that was killed out of a common tourist activity there that people are saying now needs to end. Jason Nivens from The Rock, in studio for Mike Wickett, Jamie Monticelli. It's 11:12 on KMBZ.
That's it. I'm sticking around forever. Manson. Look at that.
Well, you asked for it, and so Jay got it for you. That was your request. Jason Nivens is who you hear from afternoons on The Rock down the hall from us. Thanks
got
for
any
being
Foo
here.
Fighters back there? I'm a fan of the Foo.
You don't strike me as a Foo Fighters guy.
What?
You are very complex. That's what I'm realizing.
All right.
And I don't...
I've been called worse.
I don't know enough about you to know... Like, I don't have the full picture just yet, so I don't know what to mock and what to call BS on and what's real. So this is gonna be a fun day.
I'm not a big what you see is what you get. Like, I'm pretty
it's all kind of out there.
Like, a lot of times, like, when stories that I tell, like, I try not to embellish them. It's just the way things happen, you know.
You
like,
would never believe, but that's truth.
I'm adopted.
Yes, you are.
I'm adopted, and in 2005, I found my biological roots. It turns out that I have two sisters on my mother's side, two brothers and a sister on my father's side, and my biological parents were 16 and 17, respectively, when I was conceived. It was my father's first time at bat. Hi there.
Wow. And you know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For some reason, he felt compelled to share me. Yeah.
Not a detail I would share.
There is a total of 8 marriages betwixt the two biological biological parents. But what makes it like oh, okay, you're adopted, big deal. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, okay. But my biological mother, who gave me up for adoption, is adopted herself.
Wow.
So I'm okay. I'm second generation adoption and 50% virgin baby.
So I don't know which one of those I'd lead with. We have a special place in our hearts for adoption around here because EJ Becker, that does our morning show, he and his wife adopted a baby not that long ago. Mm-hmm. So that's cool that we have more in the family.
Yeah.
All right. We will get to know you a little bit better a little bit later. Coming up in the next hour, we'll ask you about a guy that has a full face tattoo who is complaining that he can't get a job. Hard to imagine.
Shocking.
But we'll talk about the difference between men and women a little bit. And, you know, because it's not just the face tattoo. It's the sleeve. It's the, are there some tattoos that you get and you just know you're sealing your fate career-wise a little bit, and don't be a dummy if you're going to do that. We'll talk about that coming up after 12. Also, First World Friday at 1 o'clock. So a picture that is circulating today in news outlets is what happens at this airport in St. Martin, out in the Caribbean, where you've got this really popular vacation destination. This Princess Juliana International Airport is there, and it's very close to a beach resort. They all are. St. Martin's not very big. So every day, tourists gather just steps away from the airport to see and feel the power of jets landing and taking off. So there's a big fence there, and crowds gather to just stand there and feel the thrust of the engines that fly very low overhead.
Can I don't mean to interrupt you on this. The video I'm seeing in the Washington Post, and it's all white people. Like, every single one of them is a white person.
It's St. Martin.
But I'm just saying, though, like I'm watching this video, and people are rushing to have the plane blow its exhaust on them while they're on the beach.
They're waiting for the force.
And they're excited by this.
Very excited. Hundreds gather there for this.
Their stuff is flying everywhere. Sand is going everywhere. One dude looks like he's like leading the charge of 300, like him and Gerard Butler, like, ah! But this is just dumb.
It's a tourist activity, because how close in the United States, we have airspace rules that would prevent this. You know, there are rules here about how close you can be to an airport, which they apparently don't have. So for the people who line up
really
along this fence,
too.
Yeah, the exhaust from one of those jets can be strong enough to exceed the winds of a Category 3 hurricane. So think about that, and here we can compare that to tornadoes, but think about what it's like to be outside in a Category 3 hurricane. They are going up to this fence, and some are playing the game of let's hold on and see, you know, if we get blown off the fence. Well, it has happened where a 57-year-old woman named Gaylene McEwen from New Zealand was killed after she did this. She was just trying to hold on to the fence, or was in this crowd, and a jet flies overhead, and the engine and the thrust from the engine knocks her into a concrete wall. So the blast from the plane knocks her down, and she is killed. So what they say is that the runway where the airplanes power up their engines is less than 200 feet from that fence where the tourists gather on the beach. Signs are posted warning the public, and police there say they regularly patrol the area, but it's also not illegal for people to gather there. So now you've had a death. Now this has become a different thing. And they say it's the first time in the 50-year history of the airport that somebody has died doing this. So now the question being asked, and it's at the top of CBS News, should popular St. Martin jet watching spot be closed after a tourist death?
If anything, we should be encouraging more people over there, because we have an overpopulation situation happening on this planet. We only have one planet, far as we know, right? This is our planet. This is all
this
we got.
This is just us, yeah.
We can have the argument about global warming and all that stuff all day long. But my point is that we have one planet that we're a part of, and we're already overpopulating it. Mm-hmm. So if anything, just start sending more tourists over there. And if it happens, I feel sorry for the family. I wish them the best of luck. But I mean, you're dumb. You're being dumb. You're being dumb.
I mean, yes, but I predict a massive lawsuit here, because even though the sign is up, that beach or whoever you're going to decide has responsibility. I don't know if this is on the airport, or it's probably the beach resort's fault. But the beach resort has a responsibility to a certain extent to protect the safety of their guests. And if a sign is not enough.
It's an adult woman making a decision.
But clearly the sign was not enough to keep people from gathering there.
So the sign was not going to be effective. More government in our lives.
You need to put another fence. You need to put more distance between your resort and the airport. Or you need to have the planes take off from somewhere else.
I don't think the planes can. I think
St. Martin is not big.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is where they're at. I don't know. I mean, like, I have empathy for the family, and I feel, you know, obviously when you lose a loved one, it sucks. But at the same time,
but the beach allowed her to. That's why I guarantee you that they will end up closing this off.
They're probably, absolutely.
Because the beach had a sign up, and the sign wasn't effective, clearly, because people were gathering there anyway.
I mean, there's a ton, like watching any one of these videos.
Hundreds of people gather there. And so now somebody's going to say that beach resort is liable because either your sign wasn't big enough or you should have put up another fence so that people couldn't get that close. But again, to your point a little bit, I don't know how far away you can back people away that's not going to be in the path of this airplane. Have them sign releases like you do when you skydive.
Sure.
I don't know. But for sure, crowds are not going to be allowed to gather there anymore.
And they might, when you sign into that hotel, they might have something that says, FYI, you know, there might be something in the fine print that nobody ever reads. Maybe that's there. Because I mean, like, how many people? Okay, so this is the first person that died. She didn't get
in 50 years.
She didn't get sucked into the plane. Like, I think that was the first impression when I was reading it. She got she couldn't hold on to it because it's a Category 3?
Category 3 hurricane going 200 feet away directly over her head.
We had winds here a couple weekends ago that were like 60, 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Broke trees out of the ground, you know, and pulled them out of the ground. So we know, like, crazy weather. These people want to do that. I mean,
So somebody just said on the text line, 22980, or feel free to call 576-7798. Should this tourist spot be closed now that a woman has died after the thrust from an airport that is right there knocked her down and killed her?
How many people got injured doing this before, too?
That I don't know.
There's a video here of some gal that gets pulled off of it, and she goes face first into something. So she obviously got injured. How many people have done... I mean, you watch these videos. We're talking like clothes and coolers and chairs and people are being pushed. That's how strong.
Right.
It's a plane. It's a giant plane.
And it's a public beach, so it would be hard. You'd have to close the beach. It's also not illegal for them to be there. So couldn't you close off the beach and make it trespassing for people to be there?
But how? How big? You talked about how big is the beach? I mean, St. Martin's isn't that big. I mean, again, it just goes back to at some point we have to be accountable for our actions as human beings.
No, my guess is the beach gets sued over this death. 22980 or 576-7798. What do you think? Should this beach be held responsible for this woman's death? Susan in KC North, happy Friday to you.
Oh, thank you. I hope we're not cut off here. I'm driving, but I just heard him making fun of people who would enjoy that kind of thing. And I was just going to say, you know, the old airport down here in the city, my dad used to be he worked on the airplanes. And on the weekends, my sister, he would load us up in the truck, and we'd go down here to the airport, and they, you know, he was friends with the guy, and he'd let us in just, you know, at the edge of the runway, and we would lay there in the back of the truck, and just what a thrill it was having these planes taking off, and we could feel it, you know, in the back of the truck, and it was just really, it wasn't dangerous, you know.
So do you think this beach resort should be held liable for this woman's death?
Well, no. I mean, it's just like the running of the bulls and stuff, I think. I mean, you choose to do that, and if you get hurt...
I've never, thanks a lot for the call, Susan. I never ran with bulls, but I did my friend's wedding over in Spain. We did taunt bulls, like inside of a big enclosed area. And I had...
That's a good word, taunt.
Yeah, I had one that kicked up his back, hoof or whatever. Yeah, hoof. And hit the wall right next to my head. And I was like, you know, this probably isn't the smartest thing to do.
But it was a thrill. And that's why people do it, is because you're waiting for that to happen.
Exactly. And again, I'm not saying I don't think they should close the beach. I know it's a tourist attraction. I know that there's a bunch of lemmings. I mean, people that get over there to have that happen. But again, someone just put this over here, like, whatever happened to personal accountability? I got you, 9613. I got you. That's the thing. Like, you choose to do this. You choose to jump on an airplane. You choose to take a motorcycle on the highway at 185 miles an hour. I got a 75 Stingray. I know, a little braggadocious right there. I've gotten that thing up to faster than I should on the highway. And I've... if I would have farted, that's what it would have sounded like, because my butt was puckering because it's fast.
Oh my gosh. Okay, on that note, 22980 or 5767798. Should this resort be held liable for a woman's death after a jet blast from the neighboring airport knocks her over and kills her? We'll take your calls and your texts next. Jason Nivens in for Mike Wicked. It's 11:29. Let's go to Mark.
There we go. Little Foo Fighters. Little Fighters of the Foo.
Oh my gosh. It's 11:32 midday with Jamie and Wicked. It is a Friday. We have made it.
Jamie, I want to tell you something.
It's always a Friday when you play Foo Fighters.
Exactly. Jay as well?
Yes.
Why is there even a conversation about common sense? Coffee is hot. Plans can kill. Yeah. I'm just messing with you there. 1447. Proofreading, just like common sense. Proofreading's important.
When voice to text.
Yeah.
That is a big problem sometimes.
Yeah. My favorite is when people are on the text line and they're laying into me and they go, "And you're an idiot," but they spell it Y-O-U-R.
Yes.
Instead of the, you know, conjuncture of "you are an idiot."
Yes.
So I always, it's like little asterisk, "you're."
Is that what you text back?
I've been called a grammar Nazi before, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, like, I really, English teacher, so.
Yeah, I mean, punctuation, like, let's eat, grandma. Let's eat.
Yes.
Grandma.
Where the comma goes, yes. You know? That is Jason Nivens here. You can hear him on The Rock in the afternoon as we just continue to poach fill-in host from your end of the building, so we appreciate it. Coming down to end of the hall.
No problem.
We're talking about the story out of St. Martin and about whether the question that CBS News is asking, should this beach be closed? After there was an incident there, now the setup has been this way for quite a while. 50 years that this airport has been there. The airport is very, very close to this really popular beach resort. There is a beach there that backs up to the fence for the airport. So think about how close that is. And those planes, as they're taking off and as they're landing, are very, very close to where crowds gather at this fence because they want to feel the power of that engine. Well, it happened so then a 57-year-old woman was holding on to the fence at the airport, steps away from the beach when a jet blast from a Boeing 737 threw her backward. That caused her to hit her head on the concrete pavement, and she died. She died from the head wound. She was super, super close there, and there were signs up that warned people not to gather there, although we have seen pictures of hundreds of people. It's a popular thing to do there.
Hundreds of white people. I don't know why I just think it's so funny, because it's like, they're all right there.
Category 3 hurricane is what the winds from this Boeing 737 compare to. So people are asking now, even though the signs are up, should this beach be closed? Should this resort do more, take more steps to keep people away from this area where now we know someone could be killed?
Every single response I'm seeing on the text line says no.
Agrees with you.
I don't want to kind of overshadow the passing of this woman, the death of her.
It's like, very tragic.
Because she had kids. I think she was a grandmother.
57.
Probably, you know, trying to be cool and all that for her kids and all. But the reality is that there are signs. I would assume at this resort that they would have some sort of in the fine print when you check in.
Right.
Like, hey, look, there's a runway at the end of our resort. You probably want to steer clear of that. But obviously she didn't. And so let's take the airplane out of this. Let's take her recklessness out of this. Let's say she's walking down the beautiful steps from the resort to get to the beach. Mm-hmm. And let's personal accountability. Let's say she's had a couple few to drink. I don't know her situation. I don't know if any of that stuff. But let's just say, or maybe stone sober.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she's goofing around. Something happens.
She's walking.
She's just walking. And she trips, loses her feet, hits her head just the right angle on a rock, and in a freak accident dies. Do you then sue the hotel because she...
So the difference with this is that, I'm not saying this is right, but my prediction is that this beach ends up being closed and they put up more fencing or do something so that people can't gather anymore.
It's not going to stop people.
Right. And St. Martin is not big. And so my guess is that just about any point, you're pretty close to the airport. But now you've had a death.
Well,
and now they can say, we can take steps now to prevent this from happening again. So either they will make it illegal, they'll close the beach, they'll make it trespassing.
Should just build a wall.
They'll put up, or they'll put down gym mats or something so that if you fall and hit your head, you at least are hitting.
No, because that's going to cost money for them to do that. I don't see that happening.
That's a good point.
I mean, if anything, they might put up more fencing, but it's not going to stop people from, I mean, you watch that. You can't put fences inside of an ocean. I mean, you're not going to be able to do that. And that thing blows all the way into the ocean. So you're going to be able to, if you want to feel it, you're going to be able to feel it. Even if that fence comes up to the shoreline, they're still going to be able to feel it.
So I wonder if at some point you end up, I don't know what their equivalent of the FAA is there, but I wonder if some point you start sending planes landing and taking off in the other direction so that they don't go over the resort. Something will change as a result of this, though.
Let's see what's the airport again?
It's called Princess Juliana Airport. Let's go to the phones, 576-7798, or you can text us at 22980. Shelley and Lawrence, you're first up. You've been on this beach?
Yeah, we were on that beach about 3 years ago, and true, there are signs there, but that resort is not on the beach. You're not walking down any stairs from the resort. There's simply a bar on the beach, and we weren't stupid enough to hang on to the fence, but...
Is it the Sunset Beach Bar? I'm looking at it. Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with that resort. You got to walk down the road to get to the beach from that resort.
Yeah,
and like the cool thing is, you lay on the beach on your little beach towel or your lawn chair, and the planes fly so close above you that it's just a really amazing feeling. But to hold onto the fence, that's just pure stupidity. And
so you could lay on the beach and get the same thrill and the same feeling without being in a position where you would be knocked over and killed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
We did it, and that was pretty amazing. And the reason that the planes aren't landing and taking off in the other direction now is because it's a short runway, and there's like a mountain at the end of the runway, basically.
Okay, because what I was thinking is,
it's too dangerous.
Could you circle around the other way? You know, could you do that. You could just have the planes go on the other side of the beach.
This is from Google Maps.
Thanks a lot for the call,
Shelley. I don't think that you could do that safely, and I think that they stopped doing that because there was too many close calls of hitting that mountain that's at the end of the... You've got a beach on one end of the runway and a mountain on the other.
And this...
Thanks a lot for the insight, Shelley.
I was looking at the aerial shot from Google Maps. Now this is also from the street. Look how many people are there. This is when Google went driving by on the outer road.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've got to walk. You have to decide, I'm going to be stupid and see what happens. So there's really no... I mean, this isn't...
But why can't... If it's a public beach, why can't... I'm surprised it's not illegal. You could very easily... And again, I guarantee you this is going to happen. The government of St. Martin could very easily close that beach and say you're trespassing and ticket people for trespassing. Something will happen now.
It's a big beach. I mean, it's like looking at the aerial shot on Google, it's a big beach. Mm-hmm. Like that's a lot of... You already said, I mean, there's not a lot of...
There's not a lot of other place to go, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of... like. Yeah, I mean...
576-7798 or 22980. Several of you waiting to get on the line here. Jeremy in Overland Park, you work at KCI?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, sorry.
That's okay. So do you see... What do you experience there from being at KCI?
It seemed like the further the plane got, the bigger the thrust was. But my foreman, they would come by in a utility truck and flash the light because we was working inside the fence. We're like 5 feet away from the runway. And my foreman stuck his head up outside the storm box we was working in, and it blew his hard hat off. And it went like 300 feet down the road, and that's what got us kicked out, is because we had to get out and go get it. And I mean, it's just crazy. I can't see how anybody would want to do that.
It's a thrill for people. People just like that to see if they can get. I think they want to be thrown to the ground.
Again, if you're a thrill seeker, you have potential ramifications for your actions. If you jump out of an airplane, if you go swimming with sharks, if you want to, Chet down the street wrestled an alligator when he was in Florida, bit his arm off. Who saw that coming?
Thanks a lot. It's an alligator. It's a dinosaur.
A
call, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Somebody brought up the Grand Canyon as an example. If you've never been in the Grand Canyon, that's not fenced off. You can very easily take a selfie, back up too far and die. It's happened multiple times where people have just, I don't know why, but selfie deaths, but people just start backing up and then they fall to their deaths. But we don't fence off the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Somebody goes on an Africa safari thing and gets outside of their Jeep and because they want to touch a gazelle
and gets eaten by a tiger.
A cheetah comes over.
Yeah.
You're in the wild.
Yeah, but this is probably preventable now.
That's a big beach, right? And it's like looking like that's a big beach on a small island.
Right, so that's why you're there is to be in St. Martin, to be on the beach. We'll get to more of your calls and your texts next, 576-7798 or 22980. Jason Nevins from The Rock in studio for Mike Wickett. We'll get you more next. It's 1142 on KMBZ. 1147, midday with Jamie and Wickett on a Friday.
I'm not Wickett.
You are not Wickett. You and Wickett, we'll find out a little later how alike the two of you are. But on the surface, no, there is nothing like you that is like Wickett. That's Jason Nivens, who does afternoons on The Rock and decided, and the day before vacation, I'll just go work a really long day.
I love radio. I've always been a fan of radio as a kid. I mean, I'm still a kid, even though I'll be 40 on Tuesday. I've always loved the medium of radio. It was really our first time to bring entertainment into our homes. I mean, short of watch my daughter's recital or, you know, like, but that was the first time that we brought the outside world into our homes and everything from baseball games to, you know, alien invasion in New York City. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a fascinating medium. So, and you're like, hey, can you fill in? I'm like, yeah, let's
Why
do this.
Not? Yeah, let's you were like, this. I gotta ask the wife, and then.
Well, I just had to make sure because I knew she was taking a half day, and I want to make sure we didn't have anything lined up because we are leaving tomorrow for Southern California. Woo-hoo. Gonna stay in Venice. Got a little bungalow over there. We're Airbnb fans, so.
Found
a little hippie commune that's got like a piano
and
drums.
And,
yeah, exactly. Yes. So we're gonna have a good time. Cool. My wife, myself, my stepdaughter, and then my mom lives over in. She lives down in Tucson, so she's going to drive over on Sunday and hang out with us because my birthday is on Tuesday. My brother's would have been on Wednesday. So
gotcha. Yeah, okay. So. Well, we'll hear more about that, too. All right. We're wrapping up our conversation now about the story out of St. Martin where a woman was killed after she went to a popular tourist spot. There's a public beach there. If you can imagine, St. Martin's pretty small. And the international airport there is called Princess Juliana Airport. It is right next to this beach and beach resort. And a really popular thing for tourists to do is to go gather by the fence or hang on the fence and gather near the fence where these, you know, massive 737 jets fly right overhead. It is a thrill for them to see if they can stay standing for that jet blast. It failed for one woman. There was a 57-year-old woman who was holding on to the fence. I don't know if she didn't realize how much that blast was going to be, but it knocked her over and she hit her head on concrete and she died. Some are asking now, will this beach or should this beach be closed? So we're taking your calls and your text 22980 or 576-7798. Tom is in Grandview. Tom, what do you think?
Oh, konnichiwa, Jamie and Jason.
Yeah, you as well.
Hola.
There is a very easy solution to their problem.
What's that?
What do they do on an aircraft carrier for backlast?
I don't know. I've never been on an aircraft carrier short of just like touring it when it's docked.
Okay. They bring they lock the jet up front. They hook him up so they can catapult him. There's a barrier that raises up behind it so that any of the men up on the deck don't get hit by backlash.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So give them, like I was joking about the gym mats.
So build a wall.
Yeah.
Build a wall.
They could do the same thing, you know, and it only have to raise up or scoot the air up high enough to get up well over the top of the fence so it wouldn't affect anybody.
It's a good idea, Tom, and thanks for it. Have a great weekend. What I wonder about that is we're talking about the force of a Category 3 hurricane from this airplane. Is there a mat or a wall or a barrier that would be soft enough but strong enough to withstand that but still not kill the person? You know what I'm saying?
But then, who's going to pay for it? You know,
and for sure.
Not to play on that whole build the wall thing, but really,
it's who would get sued.
There's signage everywhere. I would like to see it's not the resort because that lady, we looked at the Google Maps. It's not like it's connected to a resort.
It's a public beach.
It's wide open. There's signs everywhere. I would assume when you do your research, the people that are going to this don't just go down to St. Martin and go, oh, did you know that we can stay behind a plane?
Right. Right.
Are you serious, Tom? Let's go. You know, like they know what's going on and they're going, you know what? Let's go check it out. Why not? Mm-hmm. Like, let's see what happens.
Yeah, they're going for the thrill. They're going to have happen exactly what just happened. Next up, let's go to Jeff in Shawnee. Hi, Jeff. Happy Friday to you.
Oh, happy Friday, Jamie. A lot of what I was going to say has already been covered. It is a public beach. There's no suing a resort or anything. It's
right.
A public beach. However, there's a couple things that could be done to somewhat fix this. Planes don't land there 24 hours a day. They're there on a schedule.
That's true.
And the government there could go out, you know, when the planes are scheduled to land, and it's not, again, all day long. They wouldn't constantly be going out there. And shut the road down, clear the people away,
right.
and let planes land, and then open the place back up. And eventually you'd discourage them enough. The other thing, Jamie, world traveler.
Yes.
When you go to New Zealand, as I'm sure it's probably on your list.
For my 40th, yes, in a year and a half.
There you go. You're going to see signs all over New Zealand warning you of things like bungee jumping and various things. Warning, this is an adult activity, and you may be hurt, because there are no personal injury lawsuits, lawyers, courts, and things like that in New Zealand, which somewhat surprises me that the lady who was injured was a Kiwi, and she should have known better that there's, you know, that they grow up in the world where they're not mollycoddled or handheld completely like we are in the United States, where if you slip and fall down in a grocery store in New Zealand, there's nobody to sue.
Right. My neck and my back. Oh, right. My neck and my back.
But this is where you could have a lawsuit where you sue the government of St. Martin for not protecting people on a public beach. I guarantee you it will happen.
If I think St. Martin's owned by New Zealand, but or not New Zealand.
Whatever.
By,
the government, they will sue.
The Netherlands. But whoever, if there's not a provision in the law for that, you know, like the lady that also had been there said, there are signs all over. You don't just walk up there haphazardly and go,
right.
Oh, gee, there's an airplane.
Yeah, you choose to go there. Yeah.
You've made a conscious adult decision beforehand, and if something happens, it's too bad, but you have to pay the consequences. You know, it's kind of, I'm surprised it's the first death.
It
and
is.
I'm also, and I'm also surprised there haven't been dozens and dozens of eye injuries from the stuff being blown out, and their hands are busy, they're holding on to the fence, or they're holding on to something, you know, or they're busy taking a selfie, and sand is hitting you at, you know, a couple 300 miles an hour.
I appreciate the call, Jeff. We're going to let you go so you can get to a couple more on. Have a fantastic weekend. My guess is that there have maybe been those injuries.
I would assume there's been injuries.
But didn't hear it until there was a death.
Yeah, because most people are like, well, I was an idiot, and I got a chair in the eye. Okay.
People are not going to admit to that.
Yeah, I mean, I do, after looking over looking at it from the aerial view and showing you that picture from Google Maps. Yeah, I mean, in terms of, like, having patrol go by and shoo people off and all that. But then again, that's a lot of work. And I could see something like this happening now because there is, sadly, a death. But I think what's going to happen is it'll just go back to the way it was.
Yeah.
And people are going to do it. Obviously, there's people, again, like Jeff said on the phone, and like I said to you a few minutes ago, people go there, they know this is there.
Right. That's why they're going.
You know, like my wife has this whole itinerary, and I've gotten some notes too about like things we're going to do in Venice and Los Angeles, you know, going over to Anaheim for Disneyland. If there was like, oh, let's go watch the airplanes take off at sunset, here's where we can go, that might be on there. But again, we have a little mantra, which is watch what everyone does and do the exact opposite.
Yes, and in this case, would be true. Let's get one more call up here before we get go to news. Steve in Overland Park's been hanging on. Hi, Steven.
Hi. So I figured that there's probably two things that you could do. You could quit your job, Jamie, and you could run around putting up baby gates and soft corners on every.
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
Whole world.
This job is more fun than that.
That will protect the people from themselves, or you can just realize that, you know, this is just stupidity at its best, and Darwinism has taken care of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sadly, yes.
Thanks a lot for the call, Stephen. But now.
Had your little backhand in there, didn't he?
You can say that about what has happened until now, but now you've had a death. But now the government can do something to protect people in the future, like put up another fence or close the beach or do something.
Well, but you know, you may mention, we all know that this woman was from New Zealand, and that guy that, Stephen? Whoever just called.
The guy before the guy.
He may mention that there's not personal, you know, liability lawsuits in New Zealand. So I would assume that this family's like, well, Meemaw passed away because she tried to hold onto a fence and she couldn't. Like, so sad, you know. We're not going back to St. Martin.
So you should, if you haven't looked at the pictures online, check out the pictures of this resort, and specifically the one that I have in front of me out of the Post, New York Post, where the plane, just look at how low the planes fly over where the people are on the beach. It looks like a doctored photo, but it's actually real, so you can weigh in on this. Thanks to everybody that called and texted in.
On a happy note for Nibbins, yes, here, yeah. Mrs. Henry, your middle school English teacher called.
Oh, really?
And she wanted me to reach out to you and congratulate you on the fact that you're still you're still working with your punctuation and your grammar so yeah. beautifully. So
yeah, she was very sweet. Yeah, she was a good teacher, man. That's funny.
Taught you well apparently. Yeah, apparently. Held on.
I haven't changed much. I still have my Peter Pan complex, and I work in a job that allows that. So
yes, and where you give away beer on Friday.
Yeah,
so yes,
we do.
We'll get you what's trending coming up after 12 o'clock, and then we'll ask about the story of the guy that has a tattoo on his face, really big, obvious tattoo covering about half of his face. He cannot get a job. No kidding. But we'll ask, what could the guy be doing for a living? Would you hire somebody like that? And what's the difference between how we would approach a man and a woman? And not just face tattoos, but think sleeves and think tattoos that are really obvious that might make you seem a little less professional.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.